It's Wednesday, May 13th, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. I'm Richard Davis. Grand Canyon National Park officials say they found the body of a man who'd been missing from the South Rim since last month. On Saturday, search crews recovered the body of 26-year-old Sundarsh Krishna below the rim near Verkamp's Visitor Center. Joelle Baird is a park spokesperson.
Rescue teams queued into that area based on cell phone digital forensic data, and he was located approximately 250 feet below the rim.
Krishna's body was sent to the Coquimbo County Medical Examiner's Office, which confirmed the identity. He was reported missing on April 28th. On the same day, an unidentified person turned in a backpack thought to be associated with Krishna to the Bright Angel Lodge. The man is not a suspect in the incident, and officials haven't identified him. The National Park Service is investigating. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning today for much of northern Arizona until 8 p.m. Forecasters predict critical fire weather with gusts of up to 40 miles per hour, along with humidity that could reach the single digits across the Coconino and Kaibab plateaus and at the Grand Canyon. In addition, isolated showers and dry thunderstorms are possible, mainly in far northeastern Arizona. These conditions could lead to easier fire starts and the possible rapid spread of wildfire. Warm and dry weather is expected from Thursday onward, with more wind possible over the weekend. A congressional watchdog found some minors with black lung disease face barriers in getting federal payments for their disabilities. KNAU's Chris Clements reports that rings true to a former coal miner and advocate on the Navajo Nation.
Alex Osif is Navajo, Hopi, and Pima, and a former coal miner at the Black Mesa and Kayenta mines. He says the coal companies that are on the hook for paying miners' benefits can slow the process down by not providing employment histories.
So that's the kind of complications I'm having, proving that the miner did work at a mine for so many years.
The lengthy process of applying for benefits is one issue identified by the U.S. Government Accountability Office in a new report. It also found many coal miners have trouble using the health benefits they're entitled to, like when they need money for transportation to doctor's appointments.
The program needs to view these operators and continue to make sure that they stand up to their promise to the miner.
To help with that issue, the report says the feds need to keep track of the medical coverage coal companies give disabled miners. For KNAU, I'm Chris Clements.
Coquimbo County officials have released a draft of their newest hazard mitigation plan. It identifies numerous threats to residents, including drought, flooding, wildfire, winter storms, and outlines ways to reduce long-term vulnerability to communities. The county collaborated with the cities of Flagstaff, Page, Williams, Tucson, and Fredonia, as well as Northern Arizona University. The plan adds threats like excessive heat, climate change, and extended power outages, among others, and lists zoning changes, retrofitting of structures, and other measures to counter the effects. The plan's open for public review throughout the month. Yesterday was the last day to return ballots by mail in Flagstaff's May 19th special election to ratify the city's Regional Land Use Plan 2045. That plan guides decisions on numerous issues, including development, climate action, affordability, and other long-term priorities. If approved, it would become the city's general plan, replacing the existing Regional Plan 2030. Ballots should now be returned to secure drop boxes throughout the city until 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 19th. There will be no polling places on Election Day. A presentation on the plan is scheduled for Thursday at Flagstaff City Hall. Dozens of Western elected officials are blasting the Trump administration for rolling back protections for some federal lands. The so-called public lands rule put conservation on equal footing with energy development, livestock raising, and recreation in areas controlled by the Bureau of Land Management. Last fall, officials from Flagstaff, Coquimbo County, and Tucson were among 180 leaders who urged the administration not to do away with the policy. The group calls the decision to scrap it, quote, short-sighted, and says it jeopardizes local economies that depend on well-managed public lands. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the Biden-era rule could have blocked access to land, preventing energy and timber production. A Prescott man has been convicted of a hoax for claiming he'd been kidnapped by a Mexican drug cartel. The Yavapai County Attorney's Office says in January, Mark Ellis sent his employer texts that he needed more than $17,000 wired to his account or he'd be killed. Sheriff's officials eventually found Ellis at home with his girlfriend, who was unaware he'd supposedly been taken. Ellis admitted the scheme was an attempt to recover money he'd lost gambling. Detectives also found drug paraphernalia at his home. Last week, a jury found Ellis guilty of attempted fraud and theft, among other crimes. He fled midway through the trial, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. Conservationists say recent trail cam video shows the fifth documented jaguar in Arizona. The Center for Biological Diversity released footage of the large adult male in the Sky Island mountain range south of Tucson, taken in March and April. The jaguar was first documented last year by the Wildcat Research and Conservation Center. Conservationists say the species is under threat from habitat loss and border wall construction. Jaguars historically range from the south rim of the Grand Canyon into northern Mexico. The video also features appearances from other animals like a black bear, mountain lion, deer, and bobcat. Canadian tourism to Arizona fell by more than 20% in 2025. The Arizona Republic reports the drop isn't quite the record low seen during the COVID-19 pandemic, but still a major loss to Arizona tourism. According to data from the State Office of Tourism, about 664,000 Canadians visited Arizona last year, about 188,000 fewer than in 2024. This highlights the impact that Canadian boycotts on tourism to the United States has had on Arizona, which is a key market for snowbirds escaping Canada's cold winters. Several airlines also reduced service and expanded flights to Mexico and the Caribbean. This is KNU's Local News Now.
For KNU Local News Now on this Wednesday, May the 13th, 2026, I'm meteorologist Lee Bourne. The good news is we're over the hump with this latest May heat wave. Temperatures relax somewhat, although remain well above average for this time of year. The bad news is fire season is fully upon us, and we have some windy days in the forecast that will lead to heightened fire weather concerns on this Wednesday. Winds will be gusting near 45 miles per hour across northern Arizona. Red flag warnings are in effect across Coconino, Navajo, and western Apache counties. High temperatures out there today for the mountains, mid upper 70s. Navajo and Apache counties generally near 90 degrees. Prescott region mid 80s, and the Verde Valley in the low 90s. Winds relax through a couple of warm afternoons here on Thursday and Friday, and it looks like we turn windy again over the coming weekend. Very windy and cooler on Sunday. We'll likely see red flag warnings issued from the National Weather Service once again. Please be firewise during this volatile time of year.
This is KNU's Local News Now.